The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It is the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and of course on your smart speaker. Chris Carlin in for Max today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So now what with the Cowboys? We get into that in just a moment. Max Kellerman Show, as always, is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests will appear via the Goodyear hotline. Did you hear what Dave Gettleman said? That's just moments away as well. So here we are in the aftermath of the Dak Prescott mega deal of $160 million over 4 years. And there are so many believing that this was a deal for the Cowboys that they absolutely had to make. And I agree, they had to. They really had to make it 2 years ago. What exactly took so long? What was it that Jerry Jones needed to be convinced that Dak Prescott was going to be his franchise quarterback for so long? Because his numbers were relatively consistent up until before this season when he could have gotten a deal done. This is, in essence, nearly 24 months in the making. And you probably cost yourself, on estimate, of about $8 million a year had you just gotten this done earlier. Why is that significant? Well, we can talk all we want about this being a cap-friendly deal for the Cowboys and about how it's only $22.5 million against the cap this season. That's nice. The cap number for the league was set today at $182.5 million. The Dallas Cowboys have virtually no cap room to work with. Pretty much none. And so now, as Dak Prescott gets as much money as he does, and as much money up front, $75 million in the first year as he does, even though it's only $22.5 against the cap, the Cowboys have paid so many others, and that's what has them in such a debilitating situation cap-wise. They can tell you that we can restructure, we can just do that with a couple of contracts instead of, you know, eight. That's fine. You're kicking the can down the road, and you still have a terrible defense. That has not been fixed. The highest paid player on the Dallas Cowboys is DeMarcus Lawrence. He had 6.5 sacks last year and $25 million against the cap this season. So if you want to talk about the idea of being able to just restructure and find more money, the Cowboys have done that for so many years, and it hasn't worked. Under Jerry Jones, without Jimmy Johnson, and I'm not counting the Barry Switzer Super Bowl because those were Jimmy's players. In the last 25 years, Jerry Jones' Dallas Cowboys have won 3 playoff games because he is not a football individual. He's not, and he runs the franchise, and we understand that that's his prerogative as the owner of the franchise. But you would think, after 25 years, you'd figure out, you know what, maybe I should let somebody else make the personnel decisions about this team to get to where we want to be. But that doesn't seem to have struck him quite yet. Spoke to a person in the league last night about the Dak contract, about how the upcoming television contract is going to affect it in the future. You know, I was curious, with the cap being at 182, in a couple of years when this new television contract kicks in, is it all of a sudden going to go to 250 and we don't know this? And Jerry does, being on the television negotiation committee? Well, he obviously knows something. But you're not going to see a salary cap jump that much. So the Cowboys can tell you all they want about the flexibility it gives them in year one and year two. The bottom line is there's not a ton of flexibility not because of the Dak contract, but because of the other contracts that they have signed over the years. Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, Lawrence, Tyron Smith. These are all massive numbers that count against their cap in addition to the Prescott money that is going to keep them from winning the Super Bowl. At least that's what I say. And apparently, according to Michael Irvin, I'm wrong. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Michael Irvin said the Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl next year on Stephen A's World. Take a listen to the playmaker.
If the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl, not only will I MC the parade in front of all of those disgusted fans of y'all, I actually wear one of your suits doing it.
I will see you at SoFi, and we're going to be looking SoFi. We're going to be the fi. The Dallas Cowboys going to be at SoFi Stadium. That's right, for the Super Bowl, and we're going to be looking SoFi and SoFi with that star.
Oh, my God is right. Why would you believe for a moment that history isn't going to repeat itself with the Dallas Cowboys when this is all it's been over the last 25 years? 888-SAY-ESPN. As that person last night in the league put it to me, you're Jerry Jones, okay? You're 78 years old. You're not worried about what happens when you're 82 and 83 years old. You want to try to win now. That's fine. So you're going to restructure contracts. So you're going to maybe cut some players here and there. That's all fine. You know what the Cowboys are? They're a bad defensive team. And I know Mike Nolan is gone, and that's fine. They were giving up 160 yards rushing per game last season. That number is unconscionable. They were giving up 30 points per game last season. You know, they gave up 40 twice and almost did it, came within a point or two of doing it three more times. That's how bad they were defensively. Is one or two players going to make a big enough difference on the Cowboys to even get them to the serviceable level? We can talk about all the playmakers they want. This is what Jerry has always been interested in, the shiny new toys. And with Dak, he didn't have a choice. He just took too long to come to that realization. And had he been savvy enough as a football individual, which he is not, he would have come to that realization at a point where it would have saved him more money, at a point where it would have given him more of an opportunity to win a championship. Now, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul, because it's what the Cowboys do. They consistently rob Peter to pay Paul and hope for the best. And that is where they always go wrong. You know, Cowboy fans get fired up by moments like this, when you make sure that your quarterback is locked in and you don't have to worry about the franchise tag anymore and all that. You're trying to sell us on the notion that just the mere fact that you don't have to worry about paying him $38 million this year and can have a cap number of $22.5 million, that's going to be the difference in you actually winning this season. No, 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 no. The one thing I will say is this. If you look at the Cowboys and the rationale in trying to do it, the road in the NFC East, at the very least, will never be easier. Think about the NFC East. You have a team in the Philadelphia Eagles that has already packed their bags on 2021. We'll see in 2022. They're willing to take the cap hit on trading away Carson Wentz and the damage that that did. You look at the Washington football team, who won the division with 7 wins this year, a year after the Eagles won it with 9. It's not like the Washington football team throws a lot of fear into you with Taylor Heinicke. You don't believe in Taylor Heinicke to be able to beat you in any real spot. And then the New York Giants are up against it in the cap. And as a result, they can't put together a winning team. They have spent so much money under the cap to get to this point and have gotten zero results for it. And you have Daniel Jones, who is still on his rookie contract. And Dave Gettleman yesterday spoke to the media. He's still convinced that Daniel Jones is the guy. Take a listen.
What we're doing isn't fantasy football. We're not playing. We're not doing that. You know, we've got a conviction on him. He's everything we want. He's got all the physical skills. And again, I say this all the time. You know, the kid just finished his second year of NFL football. All right. How many of us after 2 years at our new job were great? No. We all start at point A and we hopefully get to point Z. But the one common denominator is it takes time. Everybody's got to understand that. We believe in Daniel, and that's where it is.
How many were great at their jobs by the time they were in their second year at it? Well, if you look around the NFL, there are quite a few quarterbacks who were great in their second year. You want to hear? Deshaun Watson was great in his second year. Lamar Jackson was great in his second year. Ben Roethlisberger was a great player in his second year. Andrew Luck, not too long ago, was a great player in his second year. Patrick Mahomes was a great player in his second year. Justin Herbert was a great player in his first year. I can keep going if you want. I mean, it's a long list. There's plenty of them that have been great in their second year. That excuse does not wash when it comes to the Giants and Daniel Jones. And you can also point to, well, not enough of an offensive line, right? Well, Saquon Barkley was out for the year, right? Well, didn't have a true number one receiver, right? So who does that go on? Who gets blamed for that? Because over the last several years, the Giants have been a non-factor, winning 4 games, winning 5 games. They have not done anything of significance in Dave Gettleman's tenure. And this quarterback, frankly, looked at times in year two as if he regressed from year one. And year one was a year where he fumbled the football a ton. And in year two, he fumbled the football a ton. That didn't change. 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in year two. That's not good enough. So if you're going to point to the fact that he hasn't had enough people around him to get better, well, let's talk about salary cap then, shall we? Because you just franchise tagged Leonard Williams. And so right now you're heavily over the cap. You have to get under it by the start of the league year next week on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. The Giants came into it with $800,000 of cap room. Now they're well under it. Now they have players to cut. Maybe Nate Solder retires. All right, you still have to find another tackle. Maybe Kevin Zeitler they're able to trade away or they cut. He'd save you $12 million. Kevin Zeitler would save you $12 million and is a $14.5 million cap hit after you traded for him in the Odell Beckham trade. He's a good player. You're going to have to lose him now, potentially, on the offensive line because you have salary cap problems. You don't have a number one receiver. You have to draft one away. Dave Gettleman has done a good job in a couple of instances. He brought in James Bradberry. He brought in Blake Martinez. These are players that made the Giants' defense better last year. He brought in Logan Ryan. He made the Giants' defense better last year. But Logan Ryan got a contract before the season was over for a three-year deal. Didn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense at the time either. Could be a leader in the secondary, sure. But he's a little bit further down the road. I look at what the Giants are right now, and I don't think they know what they are right now. Are they a good team? No. Are they a middle-of-the-road team? Maybe. You have to bring back Leonard Williams on a long-term deal. Gettleman went and made a trade for him a couple of years ago, and finally last year was rewarded with the fact that he had a big-time season. That's all great. But they're in salary cap hell, quarterback hell, as he would say, and they've got big problems. They don't know that he's the answer. They don't know if they're going to be able to compete this year. They don't know if they're going to work out a long-term contract with Williams or potentially have him on the tag again, which would be a massive number of $18 million, and he's still fighting to get paid like a defensive end from 2 years ago. There's not great history between the two right now, and if you're trying to work out a long-term deal, hopefully you can get that done soon. The point is all of this. To get back to what Jerry Jones is looking at when you see the Giants. Do you see a team that's very good? No. You don't see teams in the NFC East that are very good right now. So Jerry can certainly think that with all of this being the case, with Daniel Jones still not being an answer, Jerry can certainly think that he's got an idea of where all of this is headed. He knows better than everybody else. That's always been the case. In business, I'd never argue that. He's made the Dallas Cowboys, either the most or the second most valuable franchise in all of professional sports. He has made incredible, incredible deals on the television committee for media rights for the NFL. He has been a huge part of the growth of the league from a business standpoint. From a football standpoint, he has never had any concept of what he's doing. 3 wild card playoff wins in 25 years. That's not good enough. That's not good, period. That's not anything, period. Those are old Cardinals numbers. That's what those are. Last thing about the Cowboys here. They have to be the favorite to win the division. There's no doubt. But do you look at the rest of the NFC and think it's now theirs for the taking? Not in any way. The Packers are still there. Aaron Rodgers is still around. The Buccaneers are still there. Anybody counting against Brady anytime soon? He may play till 55. Who knows? You don't know who the Saints quarterback is, but you know the Saints are ultra talented. And if Jameis Winston's the guy or they have somebody else that's even serviceable at this point, they could feel good about that and still having a good chance in the NFC. Are the Rams going to get better with Matthew Stafford? You'd have to think so. Are the Seahawks? Well, it may not make a whole lot of sense for the Seahawks or for Russell Wilson to try to work out a trade this year because it's going to kill the Seahawks. And Russell's preferred destinations don't seem to be having any room at the inn. The Cowboys just did what they did with Dak. The Bears have nowhere near the assets to give up to get Russell Wilson. So where else is he going to end up? Can you sit there and tell me that the Cardinals are definitively not better than the Cowboys? You can't. I'll tell you what. It is mesmerizing when you look at the whole picture to really understand how poorly they have really played over the span of these 25 years for what they are and for the symbol in professional sports that the Dallas Cowboys are. Staggering. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By all means, call into the Max Kellerman Show. It's Chris Carlin filling in for Max today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and of course, on your smart speaker. It's presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests will join us via the Goodyear hotline. Let us hit your calls because some Cowboy fans want to get in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Robert in Virginia up first. Robert, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. What's up, dude?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a real believer that until Jerry Jones replaces himself as general manager, the Cowboys will not win another Super Bowl. I mean, he's an egomaniac. He's the worst thing for the team, and that's, I think, why they're so inconsistent. I'm glad Dak got his money. Dak's a great kid, but they got a long way to go before a Super Bowl. But I bet a whole lot of money that they won't win one.
Yeah, I'm with you. And look, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Don't hold your breath. Appreciate the call. Bottom line is, it's his team. He has always treated it as if he's going to do what he wants to do. And that's exactly what happened when he fired Jimmy Johnson. And as a result, ever since, they haven't done jack squat. Mike in Tennessee next on the Max Kellerman Show. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, exactly what you just said echoed. I mean, Jerry Jones wants to be the best something. He's the best being worst. Cowboys fan here 25 years, and last year I just couldn't take it anymore. Until the fans step up and quit being fans, Jerry Jones is going to do whatever he wants to do. He's all about a bit of money. He's a businessman, and he's going to start losing some money.
Listen, I don't think it's all Jerry Jones cares about is the money, but it's a large part of it because he obviously is great at that. And thanks for checking in. But I also look at it and say that if he wants to win, he has never gone about it the right way in any way. You can't argue otherwise because all of the evidence and the extensive resume shows us so. Chris is in Missouri up next on the Max Kellerman Show. Chris, what's going on, dude? How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself? Good. I think it's so bold to say that Jerry Jones is the reason why the Cowboys don't win. For some reason, Vegas, besides last year, Vegas always thinks the Cowboys are going to win. They always put enough people on the field in the right spot to win. He doesn't make bad moves as a GM. Yes,
so for 25 years, it's been coaching.
It's been silly plays that the whole system. They need to put Jimmy Johnson in the ring.
All right, you broke up there. So if you're going to say it's 25 years and it's been about coaching, who hires the coach? Jerry Jones. Who does the coach report to? Jerry Jones, because he's the general manager. It's been a combination thereof. If you want to throw in some bad coaching along the way, that's fine. The guy that is in charge of the football operation is the owner, and that's not how this should work in any way. Meanwhile, you've got an interesting situation at the top of the draft. New York, what do you think about the top of the draft? 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. And here's what I'm talking about with the top of the draft. Dave Gettleman yesterday held that conference call with the media and spoke about all the different issues regarding his quarterback and all the different issues regarding the draft. And I asked him specifically about this. It is a year when you are looking at draft prospects. And if you're at the top of the draft, in particular, while everybody is in the same boat, you're at a bit of a disadvantage because you don't really get to spend any time with the prospects that you are looking at. Let me give you a couple of examples. Pro days this year, you're limited to sending three people per team to a particular player's pro day, and you're likely going to be up in the stands, nowhere near the player, just watching from a distance. You can't bring a player into your organization for an interview. You used to be able to do that with, what, 10, 12, 15 prospects? Can't do that now. It's Zoom calls only. So you don't get to spend any time with them. We've heard Mike Tannenbaum talk about this. When you're trying to learn about the character of an individual, that he used to, when he was the Jets GM, have somebody on staff drive the prospects to and from the airport. And he would want to know how they were treated by the player individually. In other words, it's great that they can be great to the coach, great to the general manager, the owner, all those guys. How does he treat everybody else in the building? How does he treat the people that don't necessarily determine his situation? The people in the cafeteria wanted to know that kind of thing. You don't get a chance to learn that. You know, you can talk to assistant coaches. You can talk to coaches in college about their players, but they always have an ulterior motive. They want their players to get into the NFL so that they can then recruit even better to say, we've got this many players in the NFL. So you may not be getting the entire truth there. So it got me to thinking about this. If you're a team that's at the top of the draft and you have questions about the guys you're looking at, and now you really don't have full information on those prospects, does that mean that you want to take it in another direction? I'm looking right at you, Joe Douglas, with the Jets. Let's say you're Joe Douglas, and you're used to going to pro days, and you know, maybe you go and talk to the equipment guys at a particular school to find out about an individual. You're talking to his teammates to find out about an individual. You can gather more information, and you don't have as much. I had a friend who worked out Marcus Mariota with an organization a few years back up in Oregon when he was coming out. And they worked him out longer than they expected to. And his receivers at Oregon were all out on the field with him, running routes for him. And afterward, this friend of mine, who was on a staff of a team that was thinking about drafting Marcus Mariota, went up to the players, the receivers, and said, hey, thanks. You know, we appreciate that. And they said, for that guy, we'll do anything. And they started talking about the kind of person that he was. These are the kind of things you don't learn. So with that in mind, if you're Joe Douglas and you can't learn what you need to learn about Zach Wilson, you can't learn what you'd usually learn about Justin Fields. I mean, we all know Wilson physically is absolutely amazing. But wouldn't this lead you to believe that maybe, just maybe, you need to think more about trading away that number two pick, sticking with Sam Darnold, and adding more assets and perhaps adding a first-round pick for next year that would give you a third first-round pick that would give you all kinds of options when you're trying to get your quarterback? They already have 9 picks in the first 3 rounds over the next 2 seasons. 9. They could add to that. They could add a first-rounder next year. They could add another second and third this season if they're going to slide back, let's say, from 2 to 8. Somebody wants to come up and get Zach Wilson. If you have questions about him and you don't have all of the information that you normally would, wouldn't you honestly think then that the safer play is to trade him away and get more assets, especially when you look at a roster that is just dreadful? Just dreadful from top to bottom. This is the year when the bloom comes off the rose, so to speak. Honeymoon's over for Joe Douglas. You have to make your moves. And GMs are ultimately judged by drafting quarterbacks and winning, right? You're going to draft a quarterback without complete information unless he's Trevor Lawrence? I'll take a pass on that. Thank you. I'll get other players to try to help my team and fill my roster with quality talent. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No compromise, or no contract. The Cowboys, they were making moves this week by signing Dak Prescott.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
So, New York, what should the Jets and Giants do at the top of the draft with that information? 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Up next, are the Nets about to get more help? If that's even possible. It's the Max Kellerman Show. I'm Chris Carlin, filling in for Max today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Now, it's time for some Straight Talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract and America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
There you go, Chris. Don't say I never had your back. Don't say I never had your back. Don't say it. I got your back. I got your favorite band rolling out of here. Come on now.
Stop. Raj, the last time I hosted for Max, one of our no doubt Nas song questions is about Kiss, the most overrated band in the history of rock and roll. Oh, my God. Please.
Tell the people that quick fun fact that I didn't know, and then we'll move on. Tell them the quick fun fact about the number one hit.
They never had a number one hit, not one.
Not even top five, you said, or something crazy,
I think they had one that was top three, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
they have three good songs, and that's it. Let's stop.
All right.
I mean, they're Right Said Fred before the without the makeup.
Oh,
that's what they are.
Stop it.
Okay?
Come on.
Let's not get nuts. The Max Kellerman Show, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Wow, what a setup that was. We're on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speaker. Hey, New York, listen. Should the Knicks stick with this youth or make an ad before the deadline on the 25th? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And speaking of adding, we'll get to the Knicks in a second. The Nets brought in Blake Griffin, as we know, who, by the way, is toast and will add very little, I believe, to the Nets. I don't think he will be a factor in the least for the Nets down the stretch of the season. He's certainly not going to help them at all on the defensive end, which is their biggest concern. But somebody that could help them on the defensive end, after they traded away Jared Allen in the James Harden deal, they needed a rim protector. And Andre Drummond, that situation in Cleveland continues to play out. And, boy, the suitors are not exactly lining up for Andre Drummond so far, are they? I mean, he's been put on ice in Cleveland waiting for a move, and you have to wonder if by the time the deadline rolls around, if the Cavs are just going to go ahead and buy him out. And then there was the interesting tweet from the wide receiver yesterday, Allen Robinson of the Chicago Bears, who did get franchise tagged, and he said, you watch, Andre Drummond's going to end up playing for the Nets. He's going to get bought out. Now, you think Allen Robinson, he's tweeting that. Like, what is Allen Robinson possibly know? Well, he's from Detroit. There may be a little bit of a tie-in there. We don't know if there's some sort of a relationship there. So maybe you don't dismiss that completely. Here's the point, though. If the Nets get Andre Drummond as a rim protector, how much more do you need to add at this point? Then you're basically playing an all-star game, Globetrotters against the Generals virtually every night. That's what you're doing. I mean, Drummond to me is the guy that you could add to the Nets. And then I would finally give in to the idea that it's a complete wrap and the Nets are winning a championship. I am not there yet, simply because of the defensive factor. Now, similar to what we were talking about with the Cowboys earlier, do the Nets have to be an elite defensive team? Of course not. They're going to put up 125 points a night. And many nights, most nights, a lot of teams aren't going to be able to outscore them. But let's be fair. The defense is going to get a whole lot tougher come playoff time. The Nets' talent can't be argued with. And they may have the mentality of wanting to outscore everybody, but instead of worrying about who's going to take the last shot in the big situation, are the Nets going to worry about who is going to guard the big shooter from the other team in the right situation, in the important situation? Is that going to be a priority for them? Because ultimately, that's going to determine what they are, if they're going to be champions or not, how they defend. As for the Knicks, they have done nothing but defend all season long. And you have to give them so much credit for what they have been able to do in that regard. RJ Barrett has developed under Tom Thibodeau in a fantastic way. He has really taken a major step forward. You've had just an amazing year from Julius Randle. Emmanuel Quickley has done a great job as a rookie, and Knicks fans have something to legitimately be excited about for the first time in a long time. Look at their schedule coming out of the break. A road trip that is absolutely brutal. Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, okay. Brooklyn, the Sixers. They play the Sixers again 2 games later. They got a lot in front of them if they're going to add to them. It's Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.